Hi everyone, this is Kim. How are you? Well, happy Valentine's Day. Today is a day of love and compassion. And welcome to Compassion Dakini at Blog Talk Radio. My name is Kim, and if you are interested in calling in, our number is 347-637-3220. And today we have a very special guest, and is a very special friend of mine. Her name is Pascal Titley. Pascal, are you there?
Hi, Kim. Yes.
And today, Pascal will share some highlighted news about crystals and semi-precious stones and all the precious stones and stuff. But before we go, I just want to let Pascal tell a little bit about herself. And Pascal, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? What do you do? Where are you from?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, Kim, for having me on your show. And a very happy Valentine's Day to you and to all your listeners. And I have a store here on Long Island, New York, which sells crystals and, you know, rocks and stones, and which I'm a very lucky person that my work is also one of my passions. And, you know, my love of stones started very early, you know, in my childhood in Belgium, just playing with rocks by the river. And it was just, you know, all along my life, I have played with rocks, really.
Wow, thank you. Well, anyway, before we continue the interview, I just have something else I would like to share. I apologize that we haven't posted up on any Facebook about what the show is about this week. As you know, this is my first time on radio, is my first time on air, and normally I am on the radio for AFN. So, and what we do is for the AFN, I would write a little mindfulness meditation, and I would call Victor, my very, very special friend of mine, and he would record, and we would talk, and we would put it on the audio clip for you all to hear. But today is Valentine's Day, and I just received some news just several minutes before I got on, was that Victor, my very good friend, he got into an accident, and so I've been trying to reach him, and I wrote this awesome meditation, and I wanted him to hear, and I haven't had an opportunity to record on the show for AFN. So anyway, so this is my minute mindfulness meditation, and usually you'll hear these minute meditation before we start with an interview, but I figured before we start with an interview, I want to read you personally from one-to-one, totally genuine, no rehearsed, from my heart, and it's called The Compassionate Pulse. So please sit back and relax and enjoy this mindfulness meditation that I wrote for you all this week. So today's mindfulness meditation is brought to you by Compassionate Pulse. What is a pulse? When we think of a pulse, we think of the heart of passion. February is a month of love and a celebration for African American heritage. Here is my tribute to one everlasting compassionate pulse of Henrietta Lacks. Henrietta Lacks died in 1951 from cervical cancer. Her living tissues were removed to improve the life of all of us living today. In medicine, her cells were known as HeLa cells. It is the first and the only human cells that can reproduce every 24-hour period, and is the only human cell that is immortal. Henrietta's compassionate cells allow us to develop drugs for leukemia, Parkinson's disease, vaccines, gene therapy, and many more therapeutic medicine to help us improve the quality of lives of those who are suffering with terminal or chronic illness. Every cell in our body has a pulse. A pulse is a rhythm or an energetic beat of giving and receiving nutrients to survive and thrive. Our heart breathes in life of oxygen, and we breathe out waste of carbon dioxide. The trees, in exchange, breathe in the carbon dioxide and gives off oxygen so we can survive. All of the divine creation have this exchange, or the flow of fluid, air, minerals, and energetics of space between all living things. Let's look at the main heart chakra, or the energetic hub. It vibrates at the same frequency as the colors of pink and green light spectrum. The colors of pink remind us our true essence of grace and kindness for oneself. Green is a symbol of life, of giving energy. We are happy and excited, so our cheek turns pink. When we are surrounded by nature, we're receiving the abundant fresh oxygen to make us feel good and godlike. Henrietta Lacks cells are somewhat magical and wonderful because even after she dies, her cells are still living and giving kindness to improve the hearts of humanity. Her spirit still lives as a pulse of true compassion that affects us all. In Tibetan medicine, it says that there are 84,000 pulses or dakini points in the human body. There are more than 54,000 of these lies in the heart, which is our true nature, our divine given passion. Then how would we share this commune or divine passion to make it compassion to the world? A pulse cannot be in the flow if we are blocked with hurt, blame, and judgment of what is wrong, what is bad, and what is ugly in our lives. These are the blockages in our hearts. The grace of kindness first, then fill ourselves up with the oxygen before we can breathe out the toxins of carbon dioxide. Finally, quench our needs thirst before we can hydrate others of higher energy. Surround yourself with simplicity of all of the nature and natural. Soul down to nature, listen to your natural pulses, and meditate with hearts wide open. Nature has its own season, colors, and energy flow. Where is your compass pointing? To the spiritual season? Where does the colors of passion point to, or the flow of giving and receiving a balanced life and world? This is Kim with Mindfulness Meditation. So until next time, be the rhythm of peace, the beat of joy, and the pulse of compassion for all sentient beings. So normally, I would read all these mindfulness meditations for Victor, and he would somehow weave my meditation with music. And this week, we haven't had any opportunity to record and haven't any opportunity to advertise. But I feel like it's a need that he is one of the poles that inspire me to start spreading compassion. It's more than just living, because when we just live, we don't spread how we feel or what the divine or what God's graces have given us. So I feel like I am so grateful right now that God protected Victor, and he's still with us today, and he's still with me today, because we have a higher job, a higher duty, is to spread love and compassion even through Blog Talk Radio. So if you're listening live, and after this show, we often, you could listen to the archive, and if you really believe in your heart that there are 90%, at least 90% of what is true and what is beautiful in the world, then come and join me and be the pulse of compassion and spread the goodness. And every week, my goal is to bring people like you who really live out their passion and who's really have what I call compassion at heart in every point of their life. And my inspiration is to spread these words of compassion where every day people are doing something good, something godlike, something magical, living while we are still here. So without further ado, I am so grateful for Pascal to be here on this special Valentine's Day, on this very, very special time in my life where I get to introduce her and have her be a part of my life and talk about what she loves, which are crystals and magical crystal. And isn't that perfect that your story is called the mystical crystal? So, Pascal, what can you tell us about crystals? What would you recommend crystals for our listeners today?
Well, first I would like to say that I'm definitely sending prayer and healing energy to Victor and hope he has a very speedy recovery and comes back and stand by your side. And in
Thank
term,
you.
You're welcome. I view rocks, crystals, and minerals as being gift of Mother Earth. If you think about it, they come from very deep down the earth, so they are gifts from her. We have the above ground flowers, you know, the roses, peonies, any kind of beautiful flowers, and the crystals to me are the underground flowers. And crystals also for me signify a tool. I truly believe that we all need a spiritual toolbox. And within the spiritual toolbox, crystals is one of the tools. There are many different tools because we all have different affinities, you know. But for me, as it is one of my passions, obviously my toolbox is pretty filled to the rim with lots of rocks.
Awesome. And so, please continue. So what would can you give me three rocks or three crystals that you would recommend how I turn on my passion or help my listeners to find out what are the perfect crystals when they go into a crystal store? Because there are so many out there. So can you give
us
a really quick tip?
Yes, it's true. They, you know, if you walk into my showroom, you know, the first time people are like, whoa, you know, there's so many colors, there's so many different shapes. But I always say if you are starting, you know, working with crystal, the first one should be the rose quartz, which appropriately is about love. But most importantly, it's not just about love, it's about self-love. Because the rose quartz is here to remind you that in order to open your heart for others to love you, you need to love yourself first. So I always recommend, I say to women, you know, put them in the bathroom because usually that's the first place you go in the morning, you know, have it by your mirror. So as you, you know, tend to yourself in the morning, you look at the rose quartz and you say, oh, yes, I must love myself first today so I can extend that love to others. So for me, you know, rose quartz is also very good for helping with anxiety, with fears, a great stone for children. It helps with heartaches, grief. So really a great basic stone to have. And of course, you can have rose quartz polished or in the natural form. And many people ask me, well, isn't natural better than polished? And at this time, I would, you know, I have learned through the years that no, there is no difference. Whatever you are attracted to is what is right for you. So, you know, rose quartz would be the first one. Another very basic stone I would recommend for everyone is amethyst, because amethyst is your crown chakra. It's your connection to the divine. As a matter of fact, during the Middle Ages, amethyst was even more valuable than diamonds. They were known as the bishop stones. So only cardinals and bishops were wearing, you know, amethyst rings. That's how spiritual they view that stone to be. On the other hand, the Romans and the ancient Greeks, they would use amethyst to help with addiction. They believe if they put amethyst in their glass of wine, they would not get drunk. So, you know, there's a lot of folklore also which are attached with many stones. Again, amethyst is great to have in the bedroom because it's a very calming stone. It's great to have in any office environment because you have a lot of people there and amethyst brings harmony. It brings that color purple, which usually suits everybody. Another basic stone for me would be the black tourmaline because you need to be grounded in order to do any spiritual work. It's very, very important that your foundation be strong. For a lot of us, it's very easy to go into the higher realms. It's fun. It's, you know, you work with your third eye, the crown chakra, and it's all nice. But you cannot sustain that unless you have a very strong foundation, which is where black tourmaline helps you with that, as well as gravite, another amazing stone for grounding. And maybe if I can add one more, I know you said three, but fluorite. Fluorite is a great stone, especially for people who are in school. It helps with organization, retaining information. So my sons always had fluorite with them when they study. That was one of the basic stones that, you know, I recommend to everyone with children. Or adults if they have to retain information and need help with organization. You should see how many are on my desk.
Wow. So I was wondering, I always buy fluorite and that it always breaks. Or it just, it falls out of the setting or the just stones just break. What does it mean when the stone that you buy breaks and you wear it for a couple of days and it breaks? What does that mean? Does that mean that stone doesn't fit, or what does that mean?
No, it depends the situation. It really depends on how the circumstance of the stone breaking. For example, I know you, so I can chuckle when I hear that fluoride doesn't do well around you, because fluoride is also for your stomach area, for the, you know, the third chakra, which is your willpower area, and you are very strong person. You have a strong will, so you don't really need fluoride. So I could just see that the fluoride, when gets near you, would say, oh, no, oh, she's way too strong, she doesn't need me. But in other cases, when a stone breaks, it could also mean that you don't need to work with that stone, a bit like your story, or that you're done. If somebody has been working extensively with a stone and perhaps it breaks, it might mean the stone is done. You know, so it depends really the circumstance of the stone breaking. And then usually what I do, I put them in with my plants. You know, so this way the plants get all the benefit of the energy of the crystals, because they do belong together, if you think about it.
Yeah, that is such an awesome idea. So can you tell us where your crystal, what's the website that we could look up and check out what you have available and what are the characteristics? How would I go get or order stones from you?
Well, I have a website which carry, you know, some of the crystals I have in my showroom, not all of them. I, you know, I continuously am working on my website, but the website is www.themysticalcrystal.com. And if you don't see something, you can always, you know, send me an email, because chances are that I may have it in my showroom, as I do tend to specialize a lot of time in the, you know, harder to find stones and high frequency stones as well. But also you can walk in, you know, any of your local stores wherever you live, you know, which carry gemstones, and experience them that way. Or you can just go outside. If you take a walk in the woods or by the beach, there's always amazing stones there too.
I see. Okay, so listeners, if you're listening out there, if you're interested in stone, please look up on Pascal's website. And we have 8 minutes on air left. And remember, listener, if there are more questions, we will cover this after we're on air, and you can always listen to the archive. So, Pascal, right now, you know, with the incident that happened, and I'm feeling somewhat like hurt and not because of my friend. So what would be a good stone for you to offer me right now? Something for my heart. What would be like a nurturing stone for my heart as I'm going through a pain of hearing sad news? I'm What would some stone that just helps heal the heart?
Well, again, the rose quartz will be, you know, definitely one of the ones I recommend. Then I would also recommend a stone called seraphonite. Seraphonite comes from Russia, and it's in the green family. And it's a wonderful comforting, because it's got shimmers kind of who goes through it. So it's like, you know, it's also connected with the seraphim angels. So it brings that, you know, comfort that when people, and when I say angel, I'm not defining them within one religion or another. I'm just talking about the beings, which are just, you know, so compassionate, so giving, that they always want to help us when we ask for their help. So seraphonite, I would say, to use another good stone in when you feel, you know, the sadness and the hurt over friends. Kunzite is another very soothing, calming stone. It's also very good for the heart chakra. So those, you know, any Tibetan quartz, for me, because I have such an affinity, you know, with anything Tibetan, when I work with my Tibetan quartz, as you do as well, and I know you love Tibetan quartz yourself, they are friends. They are like a good friend that you hold on. And you know that it's not that they're going to make the situation go away, but they're going to be the tool to help you work your way through the situation.
I see. Thank you. I'm sorry. So how do I carry crystal? What do you recommend?
You know, many people, myself included, carry rocks in their pockets. Whether in a pouch or straight in the pockets, on the body you can have the crystals. I do like to have them with me. You can wear them as jewelry. You can have them in your car, you know, the ones which are good for protection in traveling. You can hold the crystals as you do meditation. You can hold crystals as you go, if you are going for hands-on healing. You can have crystal in your environment, in your bedroom, as you go to sleep, on your desk. I mean, to me, just about anywhere or anyhow is how I would take crystals with me.
Okay, so you are one of my poles that is spreading compassion. So what is your definition of compassion?
For me, compassion is like the step up from love, in a way. To me, love, the definition of love is like there is the things that makes you feel good. Those are the things you love. You love also your family, because that's automatic. You love your children. That's automatic. You love your partner. You love your husband, your wife, you know, friends. That is the normal love, I call it. Now, for me, when you go into compassion is when you can look at somebody who's a stranger who might be annoying you in a situation, and then you say to yourself, how would I react if this person had been my mother or my father in a past life? Would I feel this anger towards them, or would I be more patient with them? Would I bring more compassion to this situation? So compassion is when I can, you know, step away from my, you know, like inner circle and
uh-huh.
bring it to the outer circle, to the, you know, to the world in general, not just what makes me feel good, but even things who don't make me feel good or people who don't make me feel good. But if I view them as perhaps have they been my mother or my father in a past life, you know, then I feel start to feel love for them. Therefore, compassion. I think there's many definitions on compassion, as you know, and but that's the one for me that seems to resonate.
Wow. So we have 3 minutes left on air. And again, if you like to listen to the show again, you could come back to the archive and listen to the show. And last minute thing. So when I was reading about compassion, this show is called Compassion Dakini. Dakini means a pulse. Dakini is a person that is actually spreading compassion. So that's what a Dakini means. So last week I was talking to some of the people, and especially teens and their parents, regarding about tweeting. So Dr. Sim, my first guest from the first show, challenged me to have a tweet account. So I tried to get a tweet account, and I couldn't get Compassion Dakini. So I got Compassion Pulse. So if you want to follow me and tweeting me, then look for Compassion Pulse, okay? Not Dakini. The show is the Dakini. So now you not only learn English, but you also learn a little bit of Tibetan. Dakini is a pulse, the person who do it. Yes, they. So anyways, we have a couple more minutes on air, but I just want to let the listeners know, if you're listening on air right now, I appreciate you, and I'm so grateful that you tune in. Please, if you like it, keep on being the pulse of life and continue to spread the show and spread the goodness of this world, and just share compassion, please. And all right, so Pascal, we have a couple seconds to go. Is there anything you want to say since we're on air? And I will continue to talk to you after we're on air. But is there anything else you want to say for the live listeners right now?
I think that your live listeners are very fortunate to have somebody like you in their lives, because you are compassion.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you are a compassion pulse, because you are one of the poles that makes my heart sing. And you are one of the poles, and so is Victor, and many, many people out there who have touched my heart. You all are a pulse of life, and you inspire me to do good. And I am so happy. Thank you. Thank you. So for the live listener, I appreciate you. Come back next week and continue to listen next week. We have a very special lady who we will be talking about compassion and cancer screening. So tune in next week, please. Okay, Pascal, last question for you, since we have a little bit of recording time. Regarding crystals and precious stones and semi-precious stones, is there anything else you want to add regarding if they only have a certain amount of money when they go into the store? What would you recommend? Buy a little bit of everything or buy one big thing?
No, I would recommend that when you walk in the store, you just first of all look at everything, take your time and feel the stones. and you will hear the one who calls you. And the money or size has nothing to do with the energy of the stone. The most important thing is how you feel attracted to that stone, how you want to hold the stone. So the more expensive is not the better. The bigger is not the better. It's whatever talks to you. Follow your gut instinct would be my recommendation.
Wow. Well, Pascal, that is the end of our episode, the end of our show. So
thank you.
Now people who listen to the archive get to hear us back. I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Kim. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.